Hello, everyone. When I was younger, I used to stay up until like 3 a.m., okay? And I don't know about you guys, but that was pretty common for my age. A lot of people I know would stay up pretty late. Now, I'm pretty proud of myself. I got a bit of like 12 at the latest, which I'm proud of personally. But back then, 3 a.m., one time I even stayed up until 6 a.m. And I remember I was playing a video game and it was the end of the video game and I just had to see the ending of the game. So I stayed up and I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I did. When I did this, it would always be the same sort of tradition. I would always, before bed, get my little Nintendo DS or my phone. I'd snuggle into bed and I'd start scrolling. I'd start talking to friends. That was my tradition, to do that every night before I went to bed. And for my parents, it was tradition for them to creep outside my bedroom door, silently waiting to see if I was still awake. And then swinging the door wide open, just wondering, trying to catch me, trying to see if I was on my phone. That was their tradition. I had this little ritual of hiding and my parents had this ritual of catching me. And generally it was my dad and they'd, you know, get upset at me for staying up. And I always wondered why, especially when I got older, why did he do that? Why did he hide behind the door and try to catch me by surprise? Why didn't he just, if he knew I was up, wait and talk to me the next day and sit me down and say, James, I know you really love video games, but I want you to get some sleep because I care about you. Why didn't he communicate that to me? Why didn't he say that to me? Did he just want to catch me? No, surely not, right? Like, he cared about me, right? But it's just what a parent does, right? You know, a parent, they see their child doing something wrong, so their immediate reaction is to get upset. That's what they were taught. That's tradition. It's tradition for them to do that. Growing up, for me, family tradition, or at least the way I think tradition is defined online, it's something that you... It's a repeated act that generations do over years. But for me, tradition was almost an excuse. It was something that I had to do, or my parents did, because this is the way it is. And that always confused me. It was something that I thought felt... I felt like we had to be upset instead of talking about it, or we had to go to family events that maybe my parents didn't want to go to, but we had to because it was tradition. Sometimes it was the right thing to do, but sometimes maybe it wasn't. And we never questioned it. We just did it. We just did these traditions. And some of these traditions, the way, especially in regards to the way parents could treat children or children could treat parents, it's just something that they were taught from their parents and something that's been happening for thousands of years. And even though there's traditions that are thousands of years old and they may not apply today and we might not even know the reasoning for them, we still do them. And I think it's really important for us to question this. I think it's really important for us to question our family traditions and all traditions in general. I think that both in the family or in offices or even on social media, any communities that you're a part of, it's very easy to not question traditions, especially if it's made up of the system that you're in, especially if you enjoy that tradition, because a lot of the reasons traditions continue is because some people enjoy them. But I think we should still question them. I think it's very important for us to question them. And I think we could. It's just hard. I think that the people that I surround myself with now, we will ask each other questions a lot about how we feel about what we're doing. And it'll make us realize that the practices or systems that we're used to doing might not be translating or communicated to that person. It helps us realize that the acts that we've been doing over and over again for years might not have the same relevancy as it did when you were younger. The people that I surround myself with now the traditions that we create are very adaptable. And I think that's what we should all aspire for, traditions that can change systematically. And I think it's important to create a world that feels safe. I think we could all question our traditions in our lives, and I invite you all to do so, especially the ones you like. And especially if you're in a position of power, because you have the power, whether you're a parent or leader at an office or you run a social media community, you have the power to change those traditions and ask yourself, is this safe? Who are these traditions serving? Do you create a space for other people to ask you questions? I think, do people question you? Because I hope they do. I think that's something really nice to be open to. And if you realize that the tradition you have, whether it be family or friendship or work or whatever, if it doesn't feel healthy and if it doesn't feel safe or anything like that, I want you to ask yourselves, can you change it? Because even the oldest of traditions from hundreds of thousands of years ago, they were still made by us, by humans, by humanity. And if we can create those traditions, and if we can enforce them, then I think we almost always can change them too. Thank you.